Good morning. We welcome you to the morning worship service of South Norfolk Baptist Church. Our ushers are coming to give visitors' cards to those who are visiting with us. If you are a visitor among our congregation and not a member of our church, would you lift your hand and keep it raised till you receive a visitor's card anywhere in the auditorium? There's some in the balcony. Okay, you keep your hand raised up there. Are you the Kiet spot? Okay, we had some places down here for you and you've moved, okay. The Kiets from Oscar Smith High School are visiting with us today, and we are glad that you are with us today and other visitors that are visiting with us. We're glad you're here too. Let me also welcome a new Sunday school member, Tammy White, in Youth 2. Let me share with you some announcements of the week. On Wednesday, our regular Sunday school supper. The list is on my door, and the menu is ham and cabbage and potatoes, a good home-cooked meal. On Wednesday, we've been having good groups come out for our monthly meeting and our monthly meal, and I hope that you will come and be a part of that meal. And this week, we have our home mission study beginning on Wednesday night after the supper and at 7 o'clock. And the theme for all ages is the challenge of starting new churches. So throughout all the age groups, they will be talking about new churches starting in America. So you be here. There's also a nursery for the preschool. So you come out and bring your family. If you want to come on to supper, sign the list and let us know you're going to be here, and then attend the mission study following. On Saturday, there will be a breakfast for men and women. If you are will take interest and come out and have a good breakfast together. There's a list beside of my door in the educational building for you to sign if you'll be here for the breakfast. Painting of the educational building will follow. You don't have to come to breakfast to do the painting. But the breakfast is at 8 o'clock, so you come soon after that to do some painting. This is not just for men only. Some of the men said the women can paint just as good or better than they can, so they invite you to come on out if you want to come to breakfast. But they do invite you to come out and paint with them. But if you are going to be for breakfast, we need your reservation, so we need your name on that list. That's beside my door. You'll see one says breakfast and one says lunch. A dinner. Next Sunday is High Attendance Day in Sunday School, and we do want to follow through with our Love Is theme and hearty visitation, that you will have a heart and invite someone to Sunday School with you next week. I haven't tallied our goals yet. I have one department that I've got to get their goal, and then we'll know how many. But I feel like it's a good goal going to be for next week. So you look for that in the messenger this week and work. Make some contacts and visitation and invite those who are in your Sunday school class who do not attend or those who need to be in Sunday school or in Bible study. And again, we welcome you to our worship this morning.
Chase away any gloom. Our Father, open our hearts for this time of worship. May thy Spirit touch each one with some word of consolation and comfort and some word of help that will bring joy again in the soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
Take your hymnal and turn with me to hymn number 424. 424, Jesus is all the world to me, as we stand together, please. And as we sing all four stanzas of 424 as we stand, please. For you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Our subject this morning will be on the wrong kind of hearing. And Matthew 13, we will begin reading about verse 13. Jesus' disciples have asked him, why do you teach in parables? He had just finished telling them a story about a sower. And the 13th verse, he explains, therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fullness the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their hearts, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Shall we bow for a moment to prayer, meditation? I'm sure that each individual has some need, personal or otherwise, that you would like to offer a prayer for, and this will be your opportunity. Shall we bow in prayer? Our Father, for these treasured moments, we give thanks today that we have been privileged here in the house of God to bring to Thee some personal need. We know that God answers prayer, and we have faith to believe that if we bring these prayers and needs before Him, that he will surely answer and reward openly. We do ask a special touch of thy mercy upon the grieved, the sorrowing, and those who suffer in any way on this day. We ask also, our Father, for those who might have problems, which we know that many times could be easily solved if we should be only willing to think and to permit God's divine power to come in and touch. We pray, our Father, for each individual today. There is always room for improvement in our lives. Perhaps the biggest place in our lives is a place that needs improvement. And we pray that somehow this hour we might be touched in a special way, that we shall go from this place saying, "Thank you, Lord, I have been helped." May thy blessings today fall upon those who visit with us and those who seek salvation today. May in the name of Jesus the Holy Spirit lead them. For it's in his name we ask it. Amen.
Take your hymnal once again and turn with me to 428. Our offertory hymn 428, In the Garden, as we stand together, please.
Father, accept the gratitude of our hearts for all you've provided for us, food, clothing, shelter, every need. And now as we come to bring our tithes and offerings this day through our Sunday school and through this worship hour, we pray that thou shalt accept them and receive them and the devotion of our heart, because it's in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Should be who went all about.
the wrong kind of hearers. Thomas Edison, the inventor, had a winter home in Fort Myers, Florida. It was there that he went and worked on many of his inventions. He could work long, long hours without rest, but he often took little cat naps, maybe about 10 or 15 minutes. And they reported that he was able to work longer than the average man because he was hard of hearing. And that when he dropped off for a nap, he shut out the outside noises from the world. And they did not bother or hinder his ability to relax because of the hearing problem. People many times have problems with hearing. Probably I should have talked to some of you before I attempted this sermon. You could have helped me. Three retired people were walking along one day, all of them hard of hearing. One of them said, on this February beautiful day, windy, isn't it? The second man replied, no, this is Thursday. And the third man chimed in, yes, so am I, let's have a Coke. He thought the second man had said thirsty. It is quite a problem. I read about a WMU president one time who was hard of hearing and asked the preacher to make an announcement from the pulpit. She requested him to announce the sale of some hymn books that the group had for sale. And so he obliged, and on Sunday morning he was making the announcement about the hymn books. And he tacked on to what he had said about the sale that night he was having a baptismal service. Before he had finished, the deafened lady, thinking that he was talking about hymn books, stood up and remarked, the stiff-backed ones are $1 each, and the limp-backed ones are 50 cents each. There are so many people who have difficulties with hearing. One day, a lady asked a friend, says, your husband's a little hard of hearing, and has he ever considered getting a hearing aid? She said, yes, he has. He's talked about it. But he says that he's putting that off until the children get through taking piano lessons. According to the book of Proverbs, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. The hearing of the ear, the seeing of the eye, everyone sees, everyone hears all day long. And it is not until this eyesight is impaired or the hearing is dull that we think about just how much we are indebted. How we hear, how we see, no man knows. When the ear is dissected and examined, it is found to be a little piece of machinery so infinitely beyond the skill of mortal man to make one. The teeny drum of the ear, which quivers with every sound which strikes it, puts to shame with its divine workmanship all the clumsy workmanship of man. The ear is wonderful, but still more wonderful is how the ear hears. It is wonderful, I mean, that the ear should be made that each different sound sets it in motion in a different way. But still more wonderful is that how the sound passes through the ear to the nerve, to the brain, so that we hear. Therein is a mystery that no man can explain. Jesus, in his parable teaching, was talking to these people, and he, in this passage, in chapter 13, talked about their hearing. He said, they hear not, and neither do they understand. Like music that comes. Now I'm going to talk to you about Christ today and the different classes of hearers. And I want you to hear for your part. Never mind what your neighbor hears today. Now let him use his own ears, but you use yours. And you say, "Search me, O Lord."